WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Francis Coppola directs a movie, he frequently calls on his father Carmine to compose music. Carmine wrote some of the music for Godfather 1 and 2. In Francis's section of New York Stories, Carmine had a cameo as a street musician playing the flute. Carmine's most ambitious score was commissioned by Francis for the restored version of Abel Gance's 1927 silent film epic, Napoleon. Francis backed the restoration, which premiered in 1981. This week at Radio City Music Hall in New York, Carmine Coppola will raise his baton once again and conduct his score to accompany a showing of Napoleon. This is Napoleon's March, with Carmine Coppola conducting the Milan Philharmonic Orchestra. When you're conducting, are you watching the orchestra or the movie?
I'm watching everything. I'm watching the orchestra, I'm watching the movie. I have to watch the movie because I go by IQs. You see, the movie, this is hard to do, as I said before. Even when I'm in a studio with a regular film has indications where to come in and where to go out, and then if it's not good, you can do it again. But this, you only have one chance, and it's got to be right.
What kind of research did you do to evoke the period?
Well, when I set out to write the score, I started thinking about what style of music to use, and I decided that I would go with the style of that time, which was mostly Beethoven. But I did research on French national songs, you know. Mm-hmm. I found a song called Ça Ira, which means it will be. That was the song that the public sang after the carts with the nobility in it on the way to the guillotine. They sang, it will be, it will be, it will be, Ça Ira, Ça Ira, Ça Ira. Then, of course, the great Marseillaise, which I use repeatedly, and I use it in many different fashions.
First film that you collaborated on with your son?
There was a film, TV film called The People. Then he got Godfather 1, and he didn't want to do that film actually, but I told him that he should, because I said, with this film I will help you a lot, because I lived in that kind of a neighborhood, you know, where there was a little mafia around and all that kind of stuff. So I said, I know what to do to help you, and I will write some music. But Paramount had a composer called Nino Rota, who was a very fine musician, and he had done Romeo and Juliet and all of the Fellini's stuff, so they wanted him. And so my son says, okay, we'll have the two composers do this. So I wrote some music with him.
Did you learn anything from working with Nino Rota?
Not really, because we set off doing our own thing. He did certain scenes and I did certain scenes. So we were on our own, really.
Mm-hmm. What had your son Francis heard of your compositions before you started writing for his movies?
Oh, well, he had heard stuff all his life. I am a flutist, actually, you know, and I was with the NBC Symphony with Arturo Toscanini, and he used to hear me practice, and then he used to hear me at the piano. I used to compose certain things, and so he's been hearing my stuff for a long, long, long time. He didn't hire me because I was his father. He hired me because I was a composer, and the relationship was composer and director. It was not father and son.
When the director had to criticize the composer, if that ever happened, was the father at all injured?
No, well, I realized that a director has to take out some things, you know. He just cannot have everything you write. Sometimes the music doesn't fit well, or he has to cut the scenes out. But I was never hurt if he didn't like something. He could say, well, you know, you can try it again. Maybe you may come up with a better idea or something. But he's very selective, and he knows what he wants.
So tell me the scenes from Godfather 1 and 2 that you scored the music
well,
for.
Well, in Godfather 1, I did all of that wedding music. Do you remember the wedding music?
Yeah, Connie's Wedding, yeah.
Connie's Wedding, I did all of that. In Godfather 2, I did a little more. A sprinkling here and a sprinkling there. But I got the... we were lucky to get the Oscar for that film together with Nino Rota.
You said that you grew up in a neighborhood that would give you a lot of insights into the story of The Godfather. Would you describe the neighborhood you grew up in?
Well, it was uptown Manhattan. On the east side, it was Italian. And on the other side was a Jewish section, but on the east side where the Italians lived, where I came from, was a kind of a mafia headquarters. On 116th Street, there were cafes where they would hang out, you know, and I would think that they were selling dope and stuff like that, but I didn't know really. But I got a feeling what that kind of a neighborhood was.
Let me ask you, you studied the flute as a child. As an adult, you played with the NBC Orchestra under Toscanini.
That's right.
You played at Radio City with the Rockettes, I presume?
I did. I also made arrangements for the Rockettes.
Uh-huh. Was that fun, by the way? Did you think of that as just another job, or was it a lot of fun?
No. I think music does not only become a job. It becomes something that you want to do, that you feel you want to do. It's not the money or the job. It's you have an inclination to really want to write something.
But do you feel it's the movies that really allowed you to do the kind of composing that you wanted to?
Well, movies, you know, you have to be very careful. You know, you can't write what you want. You know, you can't... if I was writing a symphony, yes, or even an opera, I could do what I want. But in movies, you know, you have to remember that the movies goes to Paducah and to Walla Walla, you know, and you just can't... you have to be careful not to go too far astray, you know. You have to keep it within the public.
Films are very difficult to work on, and a lot of people who make a lot of movies end up also making a lot of enemies because there's so much pressure on the set. I'm wondering, since so many of the Coppola movies have been family affairs, with Francis Coppola directing, you writing the music, Talia, your daughter, co-starring in it.
That's right.
Have those movies brought you closer as a family?
Well, we are. Without movies intended, we are a very close family, as a lot of Italians are anyway. You know, we get together around Christmas and Easter and all that, and we have these big dinners, and it's a feast all the time with us, and we are absolutely very, very affectionate with each other.
Is it a family crisis when a film isn't a hit?
No, well, I feel badly about it, you know, because I know how my son feels, you know, and you know how a father feels when he sees his son hurt a little bit. But by and large, his films have been, I think, successful, most of them.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
I want to thank you, and I hope that you will all come to see Napoleon. I think you will hear one of my better scores. Thank you very much.